Thank you.
Always God. Recently in my life, I noticed that I was lacking in a very basic principle, one that's very well known to all of us, and that was faith. It's been 6 years now, approximately, since I've been baptized. And for whatever reason, the things that I was going through in my life seemed bigger than any of the issues that I had dealt with before. And it was extremely hard for me to take the same faith that saved me and to put it to work in the challenges that I faced in life. And one day I realized that I was driving by the cemetery that my Opa and Oma were buried in. For those that don't know, that's grandmother and grandfather in German. And I pulled over and I went into the cemetery and I found where they were, and I took a moment and stood there. And it was a very peaceful day. The sun was shining, and they were laying next to each other, Rupert Schlarb and Elizabeth Moore. And as I was standing there, I started seeing my grandfather's life flash before my eyes. He was a German, born in Yugoslavia, if I'm not mistaken. And when he was 19, the war was raging, World War II, and he was conscripted. He wasn't a member, and when they came knocking, he was pulled into the army. And while he was in the army, there was so many near-death experiences that I'm only going to share a few. One of them was a bullet passed right across his hand. The other was a bullet grazed right next to his head. And the third, a grenade fell in his foxhole that didn't explode. Once the war finished, he married a woman that he had never really met, but married her in faith, and that was my grandmother, turning out to be the love of his life. And together they traveled to a country that was totally foreign to them. They knew not the language or the people that were there, but they went in faith. And he worked as a carpenter there, a craftsman. And he set up a life here in Canada. And finally, I would share that in the latter portion of his life, he had a stroke, and it was very difficult for him to talk. But as he was very weak with age, one of my aunts was near him, and he was staring off kind of into the corner in his room. And he hadn't been talking for days. And she asked him, you know, what are you looking at? And he mouthed or whispered, "My Heavenly Father," in German. When I look at my grandfather's life, I see always God. Always God. That's the only way I can explain how he made it from the cradle to the grave. Because God was faithful. Faithful beyond what I can even express. And this evening, I would leave us with that thought. That again, as we travel through this life, no matter what is in front of us, we can take our faith and put it to a God that is always God and always faithful. I'd like to call up my next two numbers. Those numbers being, "What a Faithful God I Have, and Great is Thy Faithfulness."